Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hand like this. 2 years ago, I made a lot of mistakes and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught the lion and the cheetah, can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up. I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. I'm going back to Texas, I'm gonna walk back through the snow. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Yeah, I'm starting my life over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up. Yes, I do, y'all. I made up my mind, I ain't cheating no more. Because a cheater can't make it through the snow. Yes, I do, y'all. Can I get a witness? Y'all ain't gonna talk to me tonight. I made up in my mind, I gotta. Yes, I do, y'all.
It is the 1 p.m. hour, and you are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And certainly we want you to know that we're at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. So we want you to let your family, let your friends, and let your neighbors know that Global Gospel is on live. And we also want you to know we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, you, and you. We are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So look for Global Gospel on those platforms as well. Again, we thank you for sharing with us today. It is another day that the Lord has kept us, and certainly he has kept us with our minds stayed on him. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions, they fail not. Great is his mercy towards us. And God is a merciful God. He's a loving God. And certainly he is a kind God. And so we owe him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. For he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. And we thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. We want to want you to know that we are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we are on Tumblr. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. Please send us a friend request, like our page, comment on our Blog Talk page, comment on any of our social media pages. We will be happy to hear from you and to share with you. And certainly if you don't tell me that you are listening, then I don't know that you are listening. So give us a shout out. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Feel free to give us a call at the designated time. If you'd like to reach out to us or contact us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, that is Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. Again, those are the ways of contacting us, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us. We want to shout out just a few of our sponsors on today. We want to shout out Abyssinia. We want to shout out Third Lounge. We want to shout out MPT Enterprise. We want to shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We want to shout out Malini's. We want to shout out Anodized Suites and Nevaeh's Cake Creations. And certainly those are just a few of our sponsors. And again, we shout out all our listeners that are listening around the world in the North, the South, the East and West. We appreciate you for sharing with us, to everybody that is somebody. To if you're an apostle, if you're a prophet, if you're an evangelist, if you're a pastor, if you're a teacher, we thank God for you, the ministry gift. And we thank God for every servant of God, because we are all somebody. We are all God's children. We are his creation, made in the likeness of his image. So we thank God for each and every one of you who make this possible. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And it simply says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And if you've been listening to Global Gospel for any amount of time, hopefully you have committed that scripture to memory. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And there are so many people living in this world today that they're lost. They're walking around aimlessly. They have no direction. They have no hope. They have no joy. They have no peace of mind. But I came to tell you today that the gospel will free you. It will heal you. It will deliver you. It will save you. It will set you free. It will shed light on your dark situation. The gospel is comprehensive. It will speak to your spiritual need, your financial need, your mental need, your housing need, whatever your family need, whatever the case is, the gospel covers it all. Why does the gospel cover it all? Because the gospel is about Jesus Christ. And we know that Jesus Christ is our plan of redemption. He's the hope. Christ is the hope of glory, that he came to save us, to heal us,
to deliver us, to set us free. And certainly God is our all and all. And the gospel tells us that he came and he lived and he died and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And not only that, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I don't know anybody in their right mind who does not want abundant life on today. Anybody that doesn't want eternal life when this life is over. Anybody that doesn't want to prosper and be in health even as their soul prosper. I mean, who wouldn't serve a God like this? And certainly that's why we are here today, because he is the God of all flesh. And certainly we must let the world know, and we must spread the gospel, and we must spread the good news that Jesus is here and that he saves, and he is only a prayer away. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to take a break. He is God. Stay tuned and be blessed.
God, he's God. There's no one like him. We'll forever worship him. We'll forever worship him.
Somebody ought to set yourself free in this atmosphere. Can you stand up? This is more of a hymn that we're going to sing. I want everybody to proclaim. I want everybody singing now. He is. There is no one like him. Like him. He's the one. I'll forever worship.
Holy, holy, holy.
He is the Lord.
He's the Lord God Almighty.
That's good. He is. Somebody who really knows God, who really knows God, who really knows him, to open up your mouth and begin to worship him.
Set your people free tonight to worship you.
I need somebody to press past everything you can see, everything you can hear, everything you can touch. Somebody transcend into the very presence of God now. Worship him, worship him, worship him.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's together, let's cry. We cry holy.
We cry holy.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
We cry holy.
We cry holy.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Come on, everybody sing it.
We cry holy for forever and ever. He is God. There is none. No one like him. He's the one I forever worship. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He is God. There is one God. There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The scripture says the Lord our God is one God. And so we are here today because of God. Again, we thank you. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. And we have a topic on today, and our topic today, if you have read our post, the profile, simply says, behind closed doors. And our scripture today is can be found in the book of 2 Kings. It can be found in the book of 2 Kings, and certainly you can follow along with us. It's always good to read the scripture for yourself, or you can go back and listen at a later time. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, and we are going to read verses 1 through 7. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid have not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil and pay the debt and live thou and thy children off the rest. Oil of God. Stay tuned.
Oil of God has anointed me to maximize in the call that there's no way that I can make it. I'll be torn apart without the oil of God. He has anointed me to reach the to teach words of wisdom. tell you what it does. The oar destroys the oak that keeps the people bound. It gives that special gift. In him it can be found. Listen. What I want you to do. Go tell Kevin.
You can't hold me.
Ah, yeah. Listen. Tell all of your trials.
You can't hold me.
Sometimes you gotta do that. Look what you do. You say,
has anointed me to maximize in the call that I receive. There's no way that I can make it. I'll be torn apart without the oil of God. Father, we thank you now today. We thank you for your oil. We thank you for the opportunity to share and declare your word. We pray, God, that you open up our hearts, our minds, our understandings, that we may receive the word, that we may be applied to our lives, that we may live thereby, that our lights may shine in darkness, that we may be touched, healed, delivered, saved, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. The oil of God. Our topic today, behind closed doors. No matter how much you think you know someone, you really don't know them at all. If you allow a person around you, if you follow a person around, you will find many times that the person that you see and talk to, the person that you are acquainted with, is not the person that you are accustomed to knowing. You will find that the conversation many times can change. You will find that the attitude and the demeanors are different. The language and expressions change. You will be like, who in the world is this? And what did you do with the person that I know? Visiting someone is not the same as taking up residence in their home. Once you go beyond those doors, and once the doors are shut, it could be good, bad, or ugly. It may be more than you can handle. It may be a blessing, or it may be a curse, or it may be a learning experience. And so on last week, we said clear the room as we discussed how Jesus went to Jairus' house and went in, and he put the doubters out. This week, as we continue on the same road to success and victory, we find that we not only have to clear the room, but we have to shut the door. And we know that shutting the door can be a dangerous situation because there's a lot of backroom deals that are made behind closed doors. People have been known to sell out their family, their friends, and their neighbors behind closed doors. People have been known to pass money and engage in filthy lucre behind closed doors. People have been known to tell their side of the story and not the whole story behind closed doors. So it can be a dangerous thing behind closed doors. But in our text today, we are introduced to the prophet Elisha. And a brief description of Elisha, we know that he was the successor of Elijah. And you remember, he is the one that received the mantle of his mentor, Elijah. Elijah said, "If you see me when I'm taking, you will have a double portion of my spirit." So here we stand with the prophet Elijah operating under a double portion, operating under an anointing. I submit that while in this season that does not seem to end, many have received the mantle of others that have gone away and left the scene. Now, I don't know what your mantle is. I don't know if you have been given to prayer. I don't know if you've been given to fasting. Perhaps you have a burden for lost souls. You have been given to witness to those that are bound or in prison. You have been witnessing to those on the street. But I challenge you today to take up the mantle, not only to take it up, but to receive it. Romans 12:5-8 says, "So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." And so whoever you are in God, be the best at it, for you do it unto the Lord, not for men, not for fame, not for fortune, but that God may get the glory out of our life. Ephesians 4:1-4 says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." God has some qualifications for his army. God has some qualifications for ministry. He has qualifications for the believer, for the Christian. He has qualifications for the church. The entire body of Christ must be qualified, and certainly you have to meet God's qualifications and specifications, and you have to possess the fruit of the Spirit, and certainly you have to have the Spirit of God within you to do the work of the Lord. In a great house, there are vessels of honor, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man purge himself, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master use. I don't know about anybody else, but certainly I want to be a vessel of honor. If you're dishonorable, nobody's going to want to be bothered with you. Nobody's going to want to deal with you. The world won't want to deal with you. Even the world is on an honor system. And so what do you think about God's kingdom? In this day, in this hour, are you fulfilling your personal call of duty? Not what somebody else is doing, but are you doing what God would have you to do? Or are you busy blaming somebody else about something that has nothing to do with you? Are you being who God wants you to be? that missionary, that evangelist, that prophet, that teacher? Are you doing it with a humble attitude, with a humble spirit, or are you boastful and braggadocious? So Elisha was fulfilling his call of duty, and he now comes to the house of this widow, the house of the fatherless children and sons. She was a widow, the Bible lets us know, of one of his colleagues in ministry that had belonged to the school of prophets. And so what does the Bible tell us? James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Have we pure religion? Is our religion undefiled? Are we taking care of business? Are we handling the basic things of life as being who we should be to our family, our friends, our neighbors, and to society in our community? Because that is pure religion. It's not always what people see. It's but what you are doing behind the scenes to make things work better. So this woman here, this widow woman, the creditors were on her back, but God had a plan as always. So in the text today, we find behind closed doors just 3 points that I'll pull out for a few minutes. Privacy, we find provision, and we find prosperity. In the house was the oil. And careful study of the text and of the time and of the setting would let us know that it was not a large vessel. It wasn't a gallon-sized container, a Mazola or Wesson. It wasn't enough to fry chicken or french fries or fish. It was more like a flask, a small vessel, something that would hold anointing oil. And so I believe that the prophet's house that had passed away, although this house had been robbed by death, although debts had accumulated, although the woman's motherhood was on the line, the freedom of her sons was on the line, while the circle had been broken, there was still an anointing on the household, in the household, and on the people of God. And so somebody needs to know that no matter what has happened or is happening, you are still God's anointed. You are the righteousness of God. You can walk in victory and not defeat. No one or nothing can disturb your household. If you have the blood applied to your doorpost, if you have the oil on your house, if you have the oil on your body, on your family, nothing can harm you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, it shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of God's people. So the prophet says to this woman and her sons, helped her carry out the action. It was a family affair. Go borrow vessels. And when you come back, shut the door. And we read the story. We know just what happened is what the woman did, what the prophet told her to do. And the Bible lets us know that to obey is better than to sacrifice. It didn't cost her anything to obey the man of God, but certainly she had everything to gain by hearing wise and godly instruction. So we know on today that it is a good thing to listen with your ears. And we know from this text that God wanted privacy, and God wants privacy in this hour. You have to shut some people out of your life. They cannot afford to see and to witness the inside work that God is doing. It's not for their eyes to see, is not for their ears to hear, For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men what God has in store for you. These are some private moments with God. And if I could use another word to describe the privacy, this is an intimate time with God. It is private. It's personal. It is for members only. It's for worshipers only. It's for praisers only. It's for those that are yoked up with God. And the Bible lets us know that this is for empty vessels. And so we should be empty vessels before a full fountain that are yielded unto God's miraculous works. So everyone is shut out. God wants to work on you and your situation in private. Then God, what he does is he brings provision. The oil begins to flow, and it does not stop. In fact, they had more oil than vessels. It was a lesson in supply and demand. God was saying, I want to bless you abundantly. God was saying, I'm giving you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God was glorified through this miracle. God was glorified in the privacy. God was glorified in the provision, for he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. God will provide. He meets us in our desperation and despair. He deliberately and purposely blesses us in the city, in the field, in our going in, in our coming out. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow with it. And then finally, he prospers us. He prospered them. They were able to use what they had to cancel their debt. Your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. This woman and her son, they became entrepreneurs from the comfort of their home. God wants to bless us if we shut the door. God wants to use us if we are obedient to his word. God wants to give us businesses. He wants to give us land. He wants to give us property. He wants us to live in houses that we did not build. And certainly in this day, in this season, in this hour, if never before, we've seen more entrepreneurs. We see more people working from home. We see people working for themselves. They're their own boss. They're making income. They're using resources. And God wants us to be open because we should prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. And certainly God wants us to be healthy in our body, our soul, our spirit, and our mind. And certainly because God has done great things, whereof we are glad. Certainly we give him glory, we give him honor, we give him praise, we worship him. We honor him and we adore him for what he has done behind closed doors, for what he is going to do, because God is going to work some things out in our present situation and our future situation, because God works in the past, present, and future. He was, he is, and he is to come. And certainly he is going to do some things on today and tomorrow. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I join the song, From Me to You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
From me to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. From me to you.
things in my life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, from me to you. Certainly, God has brought us through some things, and certainly we are here to tell a story. Amen. For those of you that have just joined us, our topic today, Behind Closed Doors, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7, Elisha performed a miracle in the name of our Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Give us a call. Perhaps this is your first time tuning in for the day and you missed something. We want you to be reminded that all our shows are archived, and certainly you can listen any time of day or night. All you have to do is go to iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, www.blogtalkradio.com facebook.com/global-gospel. Leave us a comment on our page. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you. Glory to the Lamb. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Glory to the Lamb. Everybody say
glory to the Lamb.
We sing
glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
We give all
glory
to the Lamb. Yes, we sing
glory,
glory to the
to
Lamb.
The Lamb.
This is why. For he is
Alpha
and Omega,
Omega.
Forever is he.
He is he.
And he will reign
forever.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy
is he.
He is he.
So together let's sing glory,
glory
to the Lamb. Father, we sing tonight, glory,
glory,
glory to the Lamb. We give all the glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Jesus is his name. We give
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
For he is
now.
He's the beginning.
Okay.
And he
Townsend, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Oh, wonderful, and enjoying the teaching this afternoon and the music, as I'm trusting all the listeners are.
Awesome. I tell our listeners who you are.
Well, this is Pat Gordon. You had me on the show last month. The time goes so fast.
Yes.
And we talked about my first book, Sage Fine Summer, and since then I did come to New York and we connected and it was a great time. But calling in to just thank you for the reminder in your teaching. You know, we can get caught up doing so many other things and good things, right, and church business a lot of the times, but we often don't stop to do that check to make sure we're on our watch, we're on the call, you know, the ministry mission that we all have right where we are. So just thank you for that reminder on today.
Well, thank you. I thank you for calling in and sharing with us this afternoon. And yes, we connected at Amarachi, and certainly, and I was put on the spot as well. But
You were wonderful. You left some nuggets and gems for those who were there, as I knew you would. So it was all good.
But yes, thank you. And we do want our listeners to be reminded, visit Pat Gordon's page and purchase Sage Fine Summer for your youth and
yes,
for adults
thank
as well.
You
know, we all all need to be reminded of
it's
life's
family
lessons.
Story, as many people have said. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right. Yes, God bless you. Keep up the wonderful work. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Again, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Certainly, we will be delighted to hear from you on today. We only have a few more minutes, 8 minutes, and certainly in our show, will be concluding for today, this episode, this ministry moment, this experience to worship and give God some time and devotion. Number 619-924-0800. Again, we thank you. We've shared some music today with you. I think we started out with the Canton Spirituals, and then we heard from Darwin Hobbs, He is God. And certainly we heard from Vanessa Bell Armstrong, The Oil of God. And certainly we heard from Alvin Darling, From Me to You, Lord. And certainly we just listened to Jeffrey Golden, Glory to the Lamb. And certainly we have enjoyed this worship experience. We thank you for our callers and our listeners. Please be reminded that we are on every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Saturday. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and certainly we're on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Again, thank you for our sponsors, Abyssinia, Third Lounge, MPT Enterprise, Nationwide Black Family Mediation Service, Malini's, Honor Thy Sweets, Nevaeh's Cake Creations. Thank you for all callers and our listeners. Thank you, Sister Pat Gordon. And certainly I think today we are going to conclude with Lowell Pye, and our closing selection today will be Keep Pressing. And certainly we want you all to keep pressing. I press toward the mark for the prize of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Keep pressing on. Keep believing and trusting God and being what God would have us to be. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you, O God, for your tender mercy. We thank you, God, for another day that we have never seen before. We ask, O God, that you continue to move by your spirit in our lives, that you would touch the heart of men and women and girls and boys across the world, that they would stir up the gift which is inside of them, that they will honor you in all things, that they will seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, knowing that all these things will be added unto them if they only seek you and trust you and believe in you. Oh, God, help them to remember that God wants, that you want some privacy in their lives. You want them to have some intimate moments with you, that you can give them provision and prosperity, God. We stand on your word because it cannot and it will not fail. We stand on your word declaring that by your stripes we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. For everyone that's sick, afflicted, diseased, those that are in the hospital room, those that are in prison, those that are depressed, they're bound in their mind, they're suicidal, God. God, lift heavy burdens, destroy the yoke of bondage. We bind the enemy on every hand to steal, that came to steal, kill, and destroy, and we lose your blessings, your prosperity, your anointing in the lives of your people. And if we fail to ask anything, God, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God's going to do it behind closed doors. Keep pressing. keep believing, keep trusting. Meet us next Saturday, 1 p.m. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel.
I have to learn to lean and depend on God for everything in my life. That's why with all my mind I'm praising, hey, reaching for my goal. Nothing can stop me. I'm pressing, pressing toward the mark. Listen here, I'm gonna seek him. I'm gonna live for him. I'm gonna serve him. I must depend on him. I don't care what comes my way. I wanna see my Savior's face. So I'm gonna keep on pushing, striving until the end. I'm pressing, yeah. Good God Almighty, I'm getting ready to shout up in here. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift.